This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Time to get ready to celebrate the winter solstice with the Christmas Revels. The Christmas Revels, a much-loved holiday stage show presented in 10 cities across the United States each year and coming to the Hopkins Center in Hanover, December 13th through the 16th. The Christmas Revels, Irish celebration of the winter solstice here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Maureen Burford, the artistic director for Revels North, want to tell us who we have here today?
We have Kieran Jordan doing step dancing, and we have Joey Abarta on pipes. They are the Ilum pipes, the Irish pipes. We have Laura Risk on fiddle, and Patty League playing guitar right now. We're missing one member of the ensemble who'll be performing with us, Nicholas Williams, who'll be playing Celtic flute and some other instruments, piano in the show.
Patty, would you like to tell us what we just heard?
Sure. We just played a jig from southwestern Ireland, from County Kerry, called Tom Billy's Jig. We went into a hornpipe called the Tailor's Twist, and we finished off with the Calavo Reel.
Sounded just fabulous. And Kieran, those steps were just amazing. So we're really in for a treat at the Hopkins Center with dancing and revelry, as usual. And this year, an Irish theme. So tell us, if you don't mind, Kieran, while you're here, can you just tell us a little bit about how the dancing's going to be a little bit different than what we've seen in previous shows? Aren't you the choreographer for the group?
Yeah, the choreographer and one of the step dancers.
So how would the presentation this year be a little different from other years in the dancing? How does it differ?
Well, we have Irish step dancing and also set dancing and shannos. So all of those are different forms of Irish dance. And those steps that you just heard me doing are from the shannos tradition. So shannos means old style in the Irish language, and it's a more improvised, it's a more relaxed form of step dancing, one of the earliest forms of Irish step dancing, which has actually been in quite a big revival in recent years. It's kind of like a free-form, low-to-the-ground style. A lot of people who see it in this country liken it to Appalachian clogging or to early forms of tap. So you'll see aspects of that in the show and some group numbers that I've choreographed with the local dancers from this area who have been fabulous to work with. And Laura Barrett and Julie Frew will be joining me on some featured step dance pieces.
So, Maureen, what is the story this year? Can you tell us a little bit about the story and how we're weaving in the music and the dance?
Yes, we are traveling from Ireland to New York City in 1907, which is a year a lot of Irish journeyed across the ocean, very distinct from the mid-century in the 1800s when they were coming, really refugees from the famine. At this point, many of them have families in America already, and so we're imagining this group of people who are setting off on this voyage around the holiday season, which actually did happen, about a two-week voyage on a steamer that takes place in a two-hour time span in Spalding Auditorium. So there's some magic in the show.
Mm-hmm. And the all-star cast that you've brought in to put it all together for you, want to tell us a little bit about these folks?
I do. I feel really lucky to have them here. And they are all-stars. I called Laura Risk because I got to work with her a few years ago on our Scottish show and loved it so much. And she helped put together this amazing band. And they've chosen the tunes and the arrangements, and they're very flexible about how they're playing with all of us. So Laura is an international performing musician in Celtic traditions, and she's also a doctoral student at McGill. She performs with Patty and Kieran as part of Triptych, which has just released an album, Triptych.
It's great.
First.
It's a very
fabulous
nice album.
Mm-hmm. And has, I think, more than 10 albums to her name and has also produced mm-hmm. quite a few traditional albums. Then we also have Joey Abarta, who has a very distinct honor of in 2009 coming in second in the All-Ireland Piping Championships, which is a very rare thing for, I don't even know if another American has ever done it. I'm looking at Joey and he thinks maybe, but I don't think there are too many. So Joey has, he also plays some tin whistle in the show. He dances. So he's an all-around wonderful musician, but also one of those tradition bearers that you just feel lucky to be in the room with. We have Patty League. He is an international performing musician. He tours in North America, South America, and around Europe, and plays a wide variety of instruments. He's not playing all of them in this show. He grew up playing Irish and Greek music. He speaks five languages, and he's, really truly a deliverer of these traditions in the way that invites people in. So Patty's performing with us, and then we have Nicholas Williams, who's not here today. He plays with the band Crowfoot. He lives up in Quebec area and is a coordinator of a music program there called Young Musicians of the World, where he's bringing traditional music to underprivileged children, and is also a delight. So these are not just wonderful musicians, they're just outstanding people.
What a treat it is for us to have the Christmas Revels here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about a little tune, another tune, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what's going to be happening in Hanover at the Hopkins Center December 13th through the 16th with the Irish celebration of the winter solstice.
So right now we're going to hear a solo on the Irish Illan or Union Pipes by Mr. Joey Abarta. Joey's going to play an old Irish air called Astor Muchri, which means treasure of my heart.
Joey Abarta here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, part of the Christmas Revels. So imagine yourself, you're on the ship on your way from Ireland to the United States. It's a new dawn for you. You're on the Glen of Troy, and you're celebrating Christmas at sea. That's what we'll be doing on December 13th through the 16th in Hanover at the Hopkins Center with the Revels North production of the Christmas Revels. Maureen, tell us a little bit about what it takes to put this together. I know you did have some challenges last year with the hurricane and losing lots of costumes. Have you started to recover from that, and now you've got this new show going on?
We did recover, or we are recovering. We had a huge number of people turn out to rescue our costumes and props, and also just support us financially. We're still open to that possibility because it takes a while to replace 35 years. But we're doing really well this season. We have a new stage director who's helping with the show, and her name is Helena Binder. She's a nationally known director and has directed opera productions at the Metropolitan Opera and around the country. She's also my neighbor, so it's been a delight to work with her on creating the storyline, and she's written the dialogue and is staging the show in a beautiful way. We also have Jeff Mudreger, who's our scenic designer. He's on the faculty at University of Vermont. And we have two new colleagues, Jeff Brookerhoff and Robert. I'm sorry, I can't remember your last name, but they are working on the projections, which is an unusual part of this show. We're projecting some images. And again, I don't want to give away too much, but it's going to be a very special way of evoking the past. So, and I did want to say that part of this joy is, for instance, Kieran has been working with us all fall and through in the summer to help design the look of this show so that it feels very organic to this experience on board. Here's another artist with her own studio, Boston Percussive Dance, and an international performing career who's willing to take the time to work on this local production and help us bring this authentic feeling to it. So, yeah, putting it together is really a joy. It's a collaboration with all these talented people and then with our chorus, who puts hours of practice time, and our dancers and backstage designers. And it's, you know, I want to guess maybe over 100 people are involved in getting the show up.
Well, it seems the Christmas Revels is the heart of Revels North. There are so many other things that happen throughout the course of the year, Maureen. Could you tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Revels and what other kind of programming you're doing?
Right. Our mission is really to promote traditional music, dance, and drama, and also to help young people come into contact with those traditions. So one of the programs I've created, Revels Kids, goes out to outlying villages in Vermont and New Hampshire and brings those programs to after-school programs, and where we are enabling children from 5 through 16 to interact with tradition bearers like the folks I'm in the room with here. So we have the Revels Kids program. We also have a summer festival, and we put on workshops through the year. One is coming up on Monday. That's tomorrow. We have Kieran Jordan offering two step dance workshops at the Norwich Grange. And for $15 for students or $20 for adults, it's really a bargain. The 5 o'clock class is for beginners, and at 6:30 she's offering an intermediate and advanced step dance workshop. So those are some of the examples of things that we do. School concerts and other things to carry forward traditions in new ways with new people.
It's a treat to have the Christmas Revels here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and members of Triptych taking the stage to help to put the celebration of the winter solstice on for us in Hanover at the Hopkins Center. When we come back, we'll hear some more from Kieran Jordan and Patty League, Laura Risk, and with some help from our artistic director, Maureen Burford. And Joey Abarta is here too, Joey on the pipes. More from them in just a moment as the Folk Show continues at New Hampshire Public Radio.
NHPR is celebrating 12 days of drawings with a bunch of great prizes, culminating with 2 iPad minis during our short winter fundraiser. We revealed a new prize today and will reveal another new one tomorrow, so the sooner you make your gift, the more of these drawings you'll be entered in to win. Support your statewide news service with a $100 membership gift now at nhpr.org. And thanks.
The prize today is 4 tickets to Christmas Revels at the Hopkins Center for the Arts on Saturday, December 15th. Call 1-888-805-6477 to enter the 12 days of drawings. This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Granite State Candy Shop in Concord and Manchester, makers of gourmet chocolate bars embossed with your company's logo for corporate gift giving, nhchocolates.com. And People's United Bank, offering a full line of services to help individuals, businesses, and communities succeed. People's United Bank, what know-how can do. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And Good News Garage, a nonprofit car donation program of Lutheran Social Services, helping families become self-sufficient. Donate a car, change a life at goodnewsgarage.org. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're getting ready to celebrate the winter solstice with the Christmas Revels. The Irish celebration of the winter solstice is at the Hopkins Center in Hanover on December 13th through the 16th. Maureen Burford, what should we hear now to help us get in the mood for the celebration?
Well, I'm going to have Joey tell you the piece, but we have Triptych, which is the trio that's performing, Kieran, Laura Risk, and Patty League. And Patty, why don't you tell us what you're going to do?
Sure. Right now we're going to play a set of 4 reels. This is from our recently released CD. One of the things that we like to do as a group is to explore the connections between Irish and Scottish traditional music, especially how they have come together and mixed and been alchemized in the United States. So this is actually a set of 4 Scottish reels that we play in a mixture of Irish and Scottish styles. ¶¶
triptych here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, giving us a glimpse of some of the playing that you're likely to hear and see at the celebration of the winter solstice at the Hopkins Center in Hanover, December 13th through the 16th with the Christmas Revel Show. Now imagine yourself on a Cayley cruise. It's a Cayley cruise, but it's in the 1900s. We'll be spending Christmas at sea with the Christmas Revels with fiddler Laura Risk, flutist Nicholas Williams, piper Joey Abarta, and guitarist and percussionist Patty League. They'll be heading up the Cayley Band, and we'll have lots of dancing, super stories, and lively children performances, and a great chorus. It's always a lot of fun. It's very, very magical and a treat, and it's a show to behold. It really is, and that's happening, as I mentioned, December 13th through the 16th. Lots of opportunities to see the show. They'll be performing on the 13th, the 14th, 15th, and 16th with matinees on the 15th and 16th at 2 and at 1, in addition to the evening performances. Maureen, this is just such a fabulous, fabulous production. How long have you been at the helm for this?
I think maybe 7 years. This might be my 7th show. I'm not quite sure. I came on board as the associate director with David Gay and did a medieval show and then a Russian show. And I think my first show that I created was an Appalachian show, which I adored doing. For a while now.
So I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your favorite part of this year's performance?
Well, I think you're hearing some of it right here. But I have to say that my very favorite part of the whole thing is what happens between our traditional musicians, the professionals, and the amateur musicians in coming together. There is something, I, for instance, my son, who is a little 9-year-old now, and when he was younger and I would sing, he would say, oh, please, Mom, I need my privacy. He's begun singing in school, but now that he's participated in the revels, he's truly become a singer. The experience of working with musicians who help it get into your bones in a whole different way, I think, has really been transformational for him, and I think that's true of everyone in the production, and I think that also communicates itself to the audience.
So absolutely.
That's really my favorite. Yeah.
So there's a little bit of magic that happens for the audience, and there's a little bit of magic that happens for those who are performing on stage as they're weaving their talents in and out of the production.
Absolutely.
Patty League, how does the Revels performance differ from what you're used to doing?
Well, all of us who are involved in the production as musicians grew up and learned to play music in an environment that for the large part was very informal, taking place in people's homes, in pubs, as well as in other public or semi-public or private environments. And the majority of the music that we play tends to happen in environments where everyone involved is participating in some way or another. So even though in this year's production of The Revels we're on stage, really the environment isn't that much different in terms of the social dynamics. It is a performance and there's some theatricality involved, of course, but the degree of participation, of collective participation that's happening when we're on the stage in a lot of ways is similar to what we are used to in other contexts of the music.
Gotcha.
Of course, it's a different, you do have to bring a different set of expectations and standards to what you're doing when you're performing on a stage night after night. And, of course, there's cues, and it's a very tightly run ship. Pardon the expression.
Right. Yeah, really? Well, can you imagine? I can't imagine. I've only sailed one time. And that one time was just so challenging just to be able to fix a meal. I can't imagine having a Cayley, you know, and being able to and having to dance on a ship. I can't imagine being able to stay upright. Kieran, speaking of dancing, what will people find if they attend the workshop tomorrow in Norwich? A little bit about the workshop that you'll be doing?
Sure. The workshop is, I believe we said it's for ages 10 or 11 and up, so through adults. And we will be doing the Chanot style, the old style, which I always tell people is a low-impact style, on the body compared mm-hmm. to traditional Irish step dancing. Traditional step dancing involves constant hopping mm-hmm. and also a lot of leaping and jumping off the floor. One of the characteristics of Xenos is that it's low to the floor, or close to the floor. So the feet, you're dancing flat-footed, using the heel a lot more than you would in step dancing where you're hopping off the balls of the feet. So in that way, it makes it a lot easier on the body and easier for adults of all ages to try it. It's really a fun style. It's not a style about virtuosity or technical perfection. It's really about finding your own expression to the music, and that's what makes it a very joyful, personal style.
The workshop will be at the Grange, and that is for beginners. It's from 5 to 6:15, and then the intermediate advanced class is 6:30 to 7:45.
That's right. And the intermediate advanced is really for people that have any form of step dancing or tap experience. So it's not assuming that you've done intermediate or advanced Xenos, but just that you're used to moving your feet and have some fluidity with picking up steps like that. The beginner one is really should be accessible for anyone. You don't have to have any dance experience for that one.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What should we hear next?
Next, we're going to hear another set of music that we're performing in the Irish Christmas Revels production. This is an old tune, actually from an opera called Leslie's March, and we're going to follow it by Tom Dowd's Reel.
Laura Risk on the fiddle, Patty League on the guitar, and you heard Kieran doing the step work there. And we also heard from Mr. Abarta getting us all ready for the winter solstice celebration that's happening with the Christmas Revels December 13th at the Hopkins Center in Hanover. Wow, I just can't wait. This is going to be great.
I'm so glad you're coming.
But the pageantry and the stories and the children, the dancing, the music, it's just a really nice, nice way to celebrate the traditions and to celebrate the holidays and get you into the spirit of things, I think. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it. And we're really grateful to the people who've helped us get it together. I was just reminded about Mary Connolly, who's a local step dancer who has been coaching our dancers. And the children's director, Callie Guyon, who's new with us this year. I mentioned Helena. But, yeah, we really have a lot of people to be grateful for their support.
Any other things that we should be mentioning or reminders that we should be giving people about the Christmas Revels show? Is this something that people want to plan to get their tickets pretty soon for? Is it very popular?
That would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. The tickets seem to be sailing out the door, flying fast. Mm-hmm. So I believe our matinees are getting close to sold out. You can still get good seats for some of the evening shows. But it would be good to get tickets now, and I think the opportunity to bring children through adults to a show where they also get to do some singing and even, if they want to, jump up and do a little dancing at the end of Act One is a wonderful way to bring in the season. So, yes,
well,
please
come. When you come to the show, you're also supporting programming for children and you're supporting the arts in the Upper Valley area and beyond. So many reasons to celebrate the season again this year. How do people find out about tickets? The website, is that the best way? Or is there a phone number?
The website at the Hop, or you can call the Hopkins Center. I have two contacts. One is their website, which is really accessible, www.hop.dartmouth.edu. And Christmas Revels tickets are available there online. Or you can call 603-646-2422, which is the Hopkins Center box office. And if you want more information about the workshop with Kieran, you can also visit the Revels North website, which is www.revelsnorth.org.
I don't want to forget anyone, but I want to make sure that we are thanking the folks that were able to join us today, Laura Risk and Patty League, Joey Abarta. Nicholas Williams hasn't been able to be here today, but he will be at the show, at the Christmas Revel show. And, of course, Kieran Jordan on the steps. So could you leave us with one more piece? We would love to hear one more selection if you have it in you.
We do indeed. So I can confidently speak for all four of us and for Nicholas in saying thanks very much for having us on the air, and thank you to everyone involved in Revels North for having us in this show. It's already been a delight just a few days into pre-production, and we know we're going to have a great time. I'd also like to say very briefly that this show is a really important thing for the community here. All of us were very fortunate to be exposed to traditional music and dance, these things that have come to mean so much in our lives when we were relatively young. And one of the things that shows and organizations like this do is expose young people to these wonderful traditions and guarantee their continuation in the future. So we're very grateful to the work that organizations like the Revels are doing. So we're going to leave you, appropriately enough, with a tune called Far From Home, an old Irish reel.
All-Star cast from the Christmas Revels, the Irish celebration of the winter solstice happening December 13th through the 16th in Hanover at the Hopkins Center. Thanks to Maureen Burford for bringing the crew in today, and good luck with your show.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's been our pleasure.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. For information about the show, you can visit revelsnorth.org. Or for more details, call 866-556-3083. This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Bruss Construction, creating collaborative environments for owners, architects, and engineers to achieve design goals on time and on budget. BrussConstruction.com. And Jaguar Exeter, introducing instinctive all-wheel drive on 2013 Jaguar XJ and XF models. Enhanced traction while retaining the authentic Jaguar driving experience. JaguarExeter.com. And Hearing Solutions, New England, where audiologists diagnose hearing loss and dispense hearing aids in Nashua, Manchester, Concord, and online at HearingSolutions.com. NE.com.
I'm Laura Canoy, and tomorrow in the Exchange, our annual holiday books show. Several major biographies are out, including those of Joseph Kennedy and Thomas Jefferson. Also, fiction fans are raving over new releases from Louise Erdrich and Joanne Flynn. We'll find out what the big reads might be under the Christmas tree. Email us your favorite new books at nhpr.org and join us for the Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. here on NHPR.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio. It's The Folk Show.